Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcus. Let me look at you.
They don't want this.
They don't want it. Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better help out me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Vacationer?
I'm sorry. I don't like that as a nickname, the vacationer. Like they sit here with a, what do I do, like a tropical cape?
No, the nut.
I wish I was at the nut. I wish I was at the nut. I was not at the nut, though. All right. I was yesterday, I was involved in fighter meetings. That's what I was doing. I was getting ready. I got a dirty boxing card this week, and so I was.
Is it in Miami?
It is. It is in
Miami.
They
only do Miami, right?
So far, they've only done Miami. They have plans to go elsewhere, but so far, these three cards, they've only been in Miami. And
so you're going to be road tripping?
I don't know. I mean, if they keep having me back, I don't know. Maybe the silly sauce gets too thick. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, they like you. I think to some extent, you need an analyst. You need a play-by-play. And you need that guy. I call him the Charles Barkley, where he says things that are interesting, but he's mostly going to be Charles Barkley.
Interesting.
You know, which means the silly sauce.
Yeah.
Because in the end, you're trying to make the show entertaining. And if the people aren't entertained because you're giving them too much mumbo jumbo, then they're not interested.
Saw a lot of fighter drama yesterday. I saw like there was some weight cut drama. One guy was like, he was jockeying for position to not have to cut as much weight. I was like, whoa.
Before the weigh-in?
Yeah.
Like, really? It's too late, right?
Well, it wasn't too late. He got the guy to agree.
So my
gentleman's agreement to not cut weight.
My question is this. How long before these guys know they got to fight?
Some of them are taking the fight on 10 days notice. Some of them get weeks.
So that if that is the case and everybody want to get paid.
I don't think it was with this fight.
Okay.
I don't think it was.
But yeah. So
according to this guy, he was like, I didn't know what weight I signed up for. I was like, you didn't? Anyway, by the time he left and his opponent came back, I'm like, hey, where do things stand with the weight? He goes, we agreed to. We're going to go up a weight class. I was like, all right, good on you, man. That's a gentleman's agreement on your part.
No, that's
he was telling us he was already under the weight. He was like, I was already there. I was done.
I would say this. That's two guys want to make that money.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get their money, so they're gonna do whatever they can to have the fight go on. Which is the same thing that happened with Crazy Boy that bet on himself and won a boatload of money by giving up some of the purse.
Yeah, Yeah. Who was that? Was it, Ryan Garcia.
Ryan Garcia.
Ryan Garcia did
right.
that. Yeah, he did.
Because guess what? He thought of it like this.
Investment.
Well, if I don't fight, he don't get his money either.
Right. Good morning, Vlad. How are you today?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
It's good, man. It's good. It's good. We're getting closer to football. We are getting our way closer to the Canes. The Canes and Notre Dame on Sunday.
I'm still trying.
Today.
I'm
5:30.
Still. Yep. Yeah. 5:30 on Thursday.
Boise State at South Florida.
Ooh.
I'm still trying to decide whether I'm gonna go to the game.
Okay. Wear orange if you're going.
No, so, you know I got my little.
It's an orange out.
No, I got my Canes corner.
I understand.
Remember, I had season tickets, so but I got orange, I got green, okay, I got white.
I'm just saying, you
got
to pick orange.
I got it all.
I'm just
online.
Letting you know. It's an
you
orange.
You don't have
out.
To let me know. I know the.
All right, I just
you
wanted
know
to
it's
let
an orange out.
It's an orange out.
If I'm going to the orange out, I'm gonna wear orange.
Good.
But
okay.
Dude, no, but they already announced that this is an orange out. That's
yeah,
what I just.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
We'll just, no, we'll just I know keep that, it up, baby. I know that when you said wear orange, I knew it was an orange out.
Okay. Cool.
Well, wait a minute.
What? I just wanted to make sure.
Why are you asking me how? Why you got to tell me how to fan?
I'm not telling you how to fan. I just wanted to make sure you didn't, you know.
Me,
I don't want you to be one of those
me
guys.
Me and Fonz did it for a whole year.
I hate those jerks who show up to Heat games during the playoffs. They're not wearing white. You know, not me. I'm a journalist. But, like, the fans who show up and not wearing. Like, I can't wear white.
Okay.
Some media members will wear white, and there's no judgment. But I'm a journalist. I can't wear white. So as a man who is totally not a fan with good access and a journalist, I don't wear white during the playoffs. But. If as a fan, you should wear white, and I hate when Mike Biamonte has to waste his time getting somebody to put on a white shirt.
Hey, I don't need to be brought up to speed on the ways of the fan.
What are you
I
wearing?
Was a fan.
Dry fit? You gonna get a dry
I gotta,
fit?
I got a dry fit. I already got my super. Closet. Listen, my closet mm-hmm. already has a corner with white. Green or orange, matching hat.
And in the opposite size is maize and blue?
No, I don't.
Oh, no, my whole closet
I feel like
is maize and blue.
Has got more than a corner.
Hey, listen.
Let me ask you,
listen.
What is your closet, Leroy? Is it like one big closet of athletic wear?
No.
And the other closet of, like, you know, regular clothes and, like,
other
suits?
Other closet?
And...
Dude, I'm married. There's no other
I'm
closet.
Just saying. Fair. Oh, yeah, you're right. There's only one closet. Yeah. You're right.
So here's what I have. Over here. On the top, that's my suits. I got about 4 or 5 suits, right? That, you know, I might have to wear every now and then, right? Then on across, I have a middle section. Then across on the other side is all my jackets and stuff like that. Like that I wear for 2 weeks in the winter or if I go up to Cleveland or Michigan, right? So then I pack that stuff. Then I have in the middle, I have the shoes and hats and stuff. And then on the first section on the other side of that, that's my golf shirts, right? Then underneath that is the matching shorts and pants.
Very organized.
Right? Then on the other side, I have a little corner for my Friday attire, right? So I got about 6 or 7 shirts.
Vice shirts?
For vice shirts. And then I have some other shirts. And then underneath my suits, I got my little Canes corner.
Okay.
Right? My little Canes corner. And then I have pants and maybe other couple of nice shirts or whatever. And then there's shoes and stuff all over. So I got, look, listen. It's organized.
It sounds like you're. I just listen. All I wanted to make sure is you had an orange shirt. That's
I all. Like you don't like. But
just want to make sure that's
it's
all.
Me,
it's an orange out. I just
like
want to
me,
make sure.
You
but
know,
you don't even know if you're going yet.
Yeah.
What's
going
to tilt it in your favor?
Here is where I am with going to games. I really enjoy watching the game at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Right. My kitchen is right there. My wings are right there. My TV is right there. I can see everything on the TV, right? Things that I can't see. We ain't dapping up during the game.
Not even the people right? you're with?
And when I'm watching the game?
Yeah.
No!
Why not?
No!
Are you going with Canes fans?
Yeah, my boy Dave. He's had season tickets for his whole life.
So you're not going to dap him up? You're not going to
No, like, I'm saying at the game.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. When I'm at my house, no dapping, no high five. Listen, I want to enjoy the game. I'm a Canes fan, but they are a different level Canes fan, and I feel like I'm cheating.
I think you got to go.
I'm cheating the process because I'm not that, like, enthusiastic like them all the time.
Hey.
What's up?
Y'all both have a common theme.
Hmm?
You both hate Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So go.
Oh,
you
got to
go. You got to go.
Yeah. There's listen, it's the only time that a Cane, a Buckeye, and a Wolverine will watch a game together.
Mm-hmm.
That is in hopes that Notre Dame get their ass kicked.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm there. But I just, I don't know why I'm been that way. I'm like that with the Dolphins too. Like I can pay more attention to the game if I'm at my house. Because if I'm at the stadium, I'm looking at all the other stuff.
No, I get you. But I think this is just a good opportunity to be boots on the ground. I think this is a fun.
I know.
This is one of them atmospheres where I just think it's a fun place.
Leroy would go to UM game with Michigan gear on. No, I don't do that. I do not do that. I do not do that.
That's a tough look.
Yeah.
It's a tough look.
Yeah.
Headlines, they are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. The Dolphins, they continue practice this week as they tinkered with the 53 yesterday. New people on the...
Told you, it's like they're going to have a 53 at 4 o'clock.
Right.
And then at 6 o'clock, some other people going to get cut.
Hey.
And that's... That... Can I just tell you, those are the people that I feel bad for. Because at 4 o'clock, when you didn't get that call, you calling mom and them.
Yeah.
Right?
Mama made it.
No. Hey, Vlad, you call the mom and them. I made the team.
Mama. I made the team, mama.
And then at 7 o'clock, you're on your way home.
Do you think they at least tell them, be like, hey, you made the 53, but squeaky cheeks. You know, it's not going to
last. No, they don't tell them.
They don't tell them?
They don't know they're going to sign who they're going to be able to sign.
I mean, that's tough.
I'm telling you, there's 5-6 guys on a roster on every team whose head is always on a swivel. And I feel for those guys. And I'll tell you the guy who it was when we were, Keenan McCardle. That dude was
crazy,
awesome, man. All camp. Everybody thought he was going to make the team. They bring in a linebacker, cut Keenan McCardle. He would go somewhere else. So one year he went to Washington. With like 5 weeks to go in the season, they release him. Because I guess they needed help or something.
Mm-hmm.
He comes back to the Browns, has like 6 touchdowns in 5 weeks, and then did it again in the following year.
That's cold.
Then he ended up on
Jacksonville.
No, he ended up on how he got to Jacksonville. He was on the roster at the end of the year. They put him in on an expansion draft. Everybody has to put a certain amount of players. Jacksonville picked him up, and he ended up with like almost 1,000 catches in his career. It is, until this day, everybody we talk to that played on those teams go, how was Keenan McCardle not good enough to make our team?
Where is Keenan McCardle these days? I feel like he was
coaching.
He was a coach. He was coaching
someone. He was a coach. I'm going to check him because that was my guy. I remember when I first came down here to Florida, he came down here with me, him and his wife.
He is the wide receivers coach for the Vikings.
Oh, my God. No wonder Justin Jefferson's so great.
That's a good room. That's a good room.
You know what? I gotta call him.
Wait a minute. Time out.
What's up?
Aren't you a Viking?
That's what I'm saying.
How did you not know your boy is a former Viking? Is a Viking?
I don't know. The coach
he's been going around. I think this might be his first year there. I think he's been going around.
Can I tell you this, Vlad?
Go ahead.
This is the honest truth.
Go ahead.
And I don't know how this happened. I have never been back to Minnesota.
What?
Yeah.
So when you guys play, you're both former teams play each other.
I was gonna go. It got canceled,
and then it went to Europe, right?
It got canceled. Not the trip that I was gonna go on with the company, right? So I was planning on going to London.
He has been the Vikings wide receiver coach since 2021. Before that, he was the Jags wide receiver coach. Before that, Maryland's the Terrapins wide receiver coach, and then before that, the Washington
Commander
football team.
So, yeah, I'm definitely I'll get – let me get a hold of Keenan.
All right.
So that's crazy.
That was a duo, man.
That was a duo. Thunder I'm telling lightning. You, and he was one – and here's the thing that you learn about football when you play, right? It's not always about speed. It's not always about size. Sometimes you got to just look at a guy and say, he's a football player. And Keenan wasn't fast. He ran good routes, right? It's kind of the, like, there's a bunch of players in the NFL that are kind of like, and I'm going to say this, the Anquan Boldens of the NFL, that Anquan Bolden could not get paid because they always said he doesn't separate. He's not that fast. But he catches everything, and they always throw it to him, right? It's kind of one of those things, a current-day guy like that, Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper's not considered a fast guy, but guess what? What do you have, like 290, 270 in a game last year?
He could run routes, man.
Yes, but that when you are preparing for the NFL and you are doing your workouts, right? That portion of the workout doesn't show up.
He finished with 883 catches, 11,000 plus yards.
Right. Ooh. For a guy that got cut, I bet you five times.
Crazy. Take a break. Lots to get to. Dolphins have just revealed their new uniforms that they're going to wear. New unis.
You know what? I saw like a teal helmet somewhere. And I was like, wow. But that's not it. They don't use, it's like, you know, one of those kind of helmets that people make. But it looked awesome. And I was like, I could ride with that.
So they're going to be wearing new uniforms Monday night.
Monday night against
September
the Jets.
September 29th against my Jets.
But it's just going to be the old Dolphin? Or is it going to be?
No, it's not the old. They're still wearing their throwbacks.
So when we come back, we'll
find I will get you the jerseys. We can take a gander at them, what they look at. But they are wearing them on Monday. These are different from the throwbacks. They are not throwback jerseys. They are their rivalry jerseys. Take a break. Plenty to get to here on the show. Tobin and Leroy, back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Get to a Miami football report here, which are brought to us by Miami-Dade County Public School Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. So the Miami Dolphins have launched their rivalry uniforms. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. You want to throw these up here, Jennifer? Let's show the people what the jersey looks like. That is so for those
the helmet that I saw looked like that 17.
Yeah, so it looks like either a black or a very, very dark blue.
Why would you? It has to be black, right? Why would you make it blue?
I don't know, because I'm looking on some, and it looks like it's like a super navy blue.
No,
but
that's black.
That's black. Yeah, that's black.
All right, so it's a black jersey with
black helmet,
kind of neon aqua jersey numbers with Miami and a neon-y orange.
Vlad.
Where's the throwback?
Vlad. It's not throwback.
Oh. Vlad, here's the deal. Tell me if you agree with this. They should have trimmed those numbers in orange because it looks weird, just darker.
I don't like the blue teal.
Right, that's what.
Yeah,
you know,
you're right.
They should have trimmed the 15 in orange.
Make
and
it pop.
Not, yeah.
Make it pop a little bit more. I'm trying to find a good picture
it's
of that.
It's not ugly. Like, I like
it's not
colors.
Ugly.
It's not ugly.
But it's just weird that the darker teal, it doesn't, like, you need to trim that with something.
They
orange, white and orange.
It should have been orange.
Yeah.
It should have been orange.
He's right.
Like, matter of fact, the name should have been teal and the number should have been orange.
So flip those?
Right.
Yeah. Like, go back to that Tua. When you have Tua's.
This is Tua. Yeah, that's what the jersey looks like if you're buying it.
Well, but if it's teal, you might not be able to read it because the way they did the piping around it. Mm.
I can't find a good picture yet of the helmet. The helmet looks so.
I see the teal in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a helmet that color.
Right.
It was cool. So that, yeah.
But it's.
Wait, let's take. let's take fashion advice from a guy wearing a dad tag shirt. Dude, so, hey, if you had kids, you'll understand dad tags.
Yeah, it's very Miami Heat-esque. Somebody just mentioned that, and that's what I thought.
Like
I thought they were trying to get, like, you know how the...
Like the Vice?
Yeah, the Heat have some of the best Vice or City Edition.
Yeah, they're going back to the black ones this year, supposedly.
And I think that's what they were doing, but to me...
Yeah, they were trying. They were almost doing just enough to keep them separate, but the thing that separates the Heat from every other team when they do those jerseys is the pink. And it's almost like even the football club or soccer club does that.
FIU did something like that. They basically
that,
went the, full, Vi- the,
went,
the
right.
full Miami Vice
the Miami
thing
Vice
for
the Miami Vice thing. So I don't know if they wanted to stay away from that, or you know,
yeah, it's kind of like everybody's. The Jets did a version like this too, Vlad, where they did like black with all like Jets green as like. Kind of metallic, right? Didn't they do that last year?
Every team does that.
Everybody's
Eagles,
doing
the
that.
Eagles have
the Eagles have it.
Right, but
can't
for
do
me,
it with Brown.
At least it felt like the color scheme went with
right,
those teams.
Right.
This is a little bit different.
Gotcha.
Only because the Dolphins have their colors are very, I guess, South Florida, very, you know, it's right for the city. So orange or teal, I thought would have been fly, but black unis. It's gonna sell, you know.
Yeah, it's gonna sell. I don't hate it. It's nice. It's like when you do like black with like bright colors like that. Like it's kind of hard to miss.
I just hope that Monday night game is not hot and humid because you really don't. Because that's the thing. The Dolphins always. That was the key about wearing those the white and aqua.
You know.
Well, Vlad, the way they make those jerseys now, they're so thin, right? And with the and sometimes they have perforated jerseys, so you really don't have to. Worry about it being too hot. Y'all would hate those jerseys when the final score is 9-6.
He might be right.
Oh, well, that's listen, it's ruined. You know, I love the throwback jerseys, but every time they wear them, it feels like they get throttled.
Which was your favorite throwback?
I like the aqua ones.
The aqua ones?
I like the aqua ones.
I think those are some of the best uniforms. I'm a big fan because I loved when the Browns did it, the orange jerseys.
When the Dolphins wore orange jerseys, Ricky Williams.
Yeah.
Those are cool
orange.
Too. Those
I
are
like
cool.
The orange with the white. You know, I hate when they go color on color. So if, when they went teal.
Remember when the colorblind were upset about the color rush jerseys?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah. Like when the Dolphins went teal on teal.
What about Seattle? They went highlighter.
Highlighter green.
Ugh. Yeah.
I like Seattle's. Not the highlighter green, but I liked when they rebranded. I don't really like a rebrand. I don't like the Dolphins rebound at all. This looks like SeaWorld. It's stupid.
I like teams trying to be creative with their jerseys, but keeping the, you know what I mean?
Right.
I like when they keep the same colors and the same logo, but I like when they change it up a little bit.
Leroy, they're not being, it's a money grab.
Of course. Yeah, no, I'm not saying for whatever reason they do it. I think the orange jerseys were really cool. I personally would think, like, that teal helmet that I saw, the metallic teal, that seems like a helmet you should have brought out with these black uniforms.
Yeah, I'm trying to find, like, I don't know why they can't get a good picture of the helmet. It's weird. I see some, like, concepts of them from a couple of weeks ago, but I don't, like.
Maybe it's not, you know.
It looks, I mean, I don't know. Like I said.
You know what else I hated? Black shoes.
Why?
Air Force One.
Because I wore them in college. And they just didn't, like, nothing on this planet says hideous to me than black football shoes, like 1930s.
Have you seen black Air Force Ones?
No, that's what we wore.
Yeah, that's nothing's more hideous than black Air Force Ones.
Right, it's the worst Air Force One,
yeah.
Right? But that's what we wore in college.
But I know you're tough, though. I know you're tough.
It's like old school football. When you see black shoes, you thinking I'm in the 50s.
I see black shoes. I see black Air Force Ones. I'm not messing with that guy.
But see, I got an exemption from that even in college, because when we played on turf, I didn't wear turf shoes. I wore tennis shoes. So I got to, even when I was in Minnesota, I wore Jordans.
Hey, Lee Bryce is bringing his What Do You Know About That tour show to War Memorial Auditorium in September with special guests Ashley Cook and Lewis Bryce. We got your chance to win tickets. For details on how you can win, keep on listening. We'll give those away before the end of today's program. Chris Greer addressed the media yesterday. We'll hear a little bit from the Dolphins general manager on the state of the Fins. Take a break. More to come after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Tobin and Leroy takes you up until 2 o'clock. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. What?
Are we?
We literally are. Yeah, we literally are streaming live. We are. No debate about that one.
I got you.
The Bills have also released their robbery. I guess everybody's doing it. The Jets. I'm not gonna lie. The Bills, they did icy white. Those never miss.
The what?
The Icy Whites. Yeah. Those never miss.
Yeah. Vikings won last year with the best ones I've ever seen.
Those are good. Yeah. I even
especially like you know what they look like? They look like they was doing an episode of Game of Thrones, football version, right? Just you thinking of all the snow that they have in Minnesota, and they just come out with white on white on white. Oh, man.
Speaking of white on white on white, how about Serbia yesterday, huh?
What happened?
Oh, did they give Estonia the business, Leroy? Now, this is official Eurobasket, so you can't take this one away from me.
Wait. Hold on. You're telling me I should get excited about Serbia working a country that I didn't even know had a basketball team.
I'm telling you right now, Estonia, at one point.
Who's their best player?
Estonia?
Yeah.
I believe it's Marcos Vlahovic. Made it up.
I know.
Made it up.
Yeah. There you go.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, but you should have seen Nikola Jovic yesterday, dude. Jovic outscored Estonia by himself in the first quarter. He was killing it. Leroy, this guy is unconscious right now. He is doing, like, right now.
Dude.
He's playing the best basketball.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
He's playing the best basketball on the planet right now.
All you're doing is set me up for this. And I'm going to say this, and then I will fight you if it happens. We will have a WWE-style brawl, except I'm going to be Rampage Jackson's son, and I'm playing for keeps.
Can we joke about that yet?
Yeah, we talked about that.
I think he is up, though. I think the guy he did beat to.
Yeah, he's.
So, if he gets here.
Yeah.
And we get 15 minutes a game.
Not going to happen.
Okay. See.
Why are you raining on the parade with something that's
not
going to happen?
I'm not raining on the parade.
You're raining on it.
They're playing Estonia. I'm not getting excited for playing Estonia.
Why not? You can only play who you can play.
Oh, my goodness. Glad.
That's your boy, man.
I mean, one wouldn't really say they played Estonia. More like they steamrolled Estonia. And you want to know who's driving the steamroller? Jovic. He was so good, dude. He's been so good. 18 points in 15 minutes? You're not impressed by that?
Yeah, but that's like if you were playing.
Huh? No, it's not. Estonia has a well-established roots of basketball.
No, they don't. Stop.
Everybody knows
his guy had himself a day, so he's trying to build up his credibility by pumping up the other team.
He's already.
You know what? You're a college coach.
I'm not a college coach.
You know what they do? Hey, they got some talent over there. We play really well.
I'm telling you right now, this guy, he's already done to Germany, he's already done to Slovenia, and now he's done to Estonia. Doesn't matter the country, doesn't matter the place. He's killing it right now.
Okay.
He's shooting the lights out. He's playing fast. He's getting his teammates involved. He's kind of carried Joker. Kind of.
Or maybe Joker's like, you young guys, go ahead.
Is that your Serbian?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, dude, it's really like it really is impressive what he's doing. I think you're missing out. Yeah. Will you watch tomorrow?
Hey, working man said it perfectly.
What's that?
That's why he's number one fan in the world. Leroy is hard to compete with LeBron of fandom. That's what you are.
How? What?
Dude.
I don't think I'm overselling this. Do people really think I'm overselling this?
You're overselling this.
How am I overselling this?
Estonia!
Yeah.
It's Estonia, bro. Come on, man.
What's
the first three letters of Estonia?
E-S-T.
Oh, it's E?
Yeah.
I was going to say A-S-S.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah.
It's not Estonia.
Minus one.
Hey, where is it on the map?
It's on the Balkan Peninsula. We looked this up.
Oh, it's right below Finland and somewhere.
Yeah, it's around there somewhere.
He did his research for this.
No, we did it before because I asked him before.
Well, no, I'm saying Tobin did the research, but nobody cares.
Why not, Vlad?
Because it's not important.
It's an international game. Do you not understand?
Is the United States involved?
No.
Then nobody cares.
Say Jovic putting up buckets against radish farmers.
I'm saying, yeah.
Like, you know what? If it was somebody you didn't like and they played Estonia,
but you didn't give him credit for doing it against Franz Wagner. And Luka! Luka! He did it against Luka!
Vlad. So he got me all fired up, got me searching the deep, wide web to watch this game, and it wasn't even Euro basketball yet. It was warm up games. It was preseason.
It was Super Cup.
They call it Super Cup. It wasn't even. It was just like it was warm up games for the Euro.
It's a big rivalry. You're very closed here. You know, America is not the only basketball. Germany won the World Cup. They beat America to go to the World Cup final. They beat America.
So
they beat Germany.
Okay.
And they lost to them 2 years back. Remember Jovic was crying? He was so sad. He was 19.
All right.
And then the next year, we had the Olympics. Okay.
I literally right now want to chop him in the throat.
You know what I love?
Why?
About this?
Because too much.
Leroy, you know what I love about this?
Football starts tonight. We got a game at 5:30, and you're talking about Estonia.
You have no thoughts on Boise State.
It's football.
Great.
Vlad.
It's football.
We don't give a damn about either team, but guess what? We gonna kick the tires on that at 5:30.
I don't understand this. Like,
no, we gonna kick the tires on that at
five.
Real football?
Okay, you kick the tires.
Real football?
You can do that at 5:30. It's 10:46.
What's more important?
Mm-hmm.
What's more important?
Boise State, South Florida, or Estonia versus who?
Serbia.
To me?
No. See, this is what you do.
What?
No. He could be to him. It could be important.
It is important.
It's not important.
I'm talking about the people in the United States.
Football's more important.
Okay. So nobody really cares.
Yeah, but you guys can't even name a Boise State player.
I don't need to.
They're ranked 25th.
I'm giving you a guy who's going to play for the Heat this year on the local team.
And guess what?
Yeah, but he's playing on the other side of the world.
And if he doesn't
playing against Estonia.
And guess
I would hope that an NBA player that's playing against Estonia could ball out.
He played better than Joker.
Joker let him.
No, that's not true.
Joker doesn't care.
Wait. Let me ask you a question. This is an honest question.
Mm-hmm.
If Joker went out there, it was yesterday?
Yes.
And said, I score 50.
Mm-hmm.
Who's stopping him?
I don't know. The Estonia double team, somebody's going to have to step up for him. Everybody knows that Estonia, they call it Azonia because they have a hell of a zone defense.
Minus one.
Dude, just keep it locked and loaded.
No, he really thought he was going to get away with that one. He really did.
Somebody said Jay Ajayi, Boise State.
Again, that's a former player. You could say Ashton Jente if you wanted to.
I know. Yeah. I drafted him in my fantasy. So that's
who's the quarterback that came from?
Kellen Moore. He coaches the Saints.
Kellen Moore.
He unfortunately has to coach Spencer Rattler this year.
Dude, speaking of New Orleans, I watched that special.
Which one? Oh, on Katrina.
You were telling me the Katrina documentary?
Because I lived through it. Because, you know, trying to get a hold of my family and trying to get my family. I had to rent houses in Houston for my family because they had nowhere to go. And, if you want to know about me, go look at where I'm from. You know, Dan Day, to this day, is terrified of me. Because he understands where I grew up in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
He's not terrified of you.
You know what I'm saying.
He's like, he knows
he
you.
He understands, yeah.
He's like, nobody can say nothing wrong about Leroy because he earned everything.
If you watch that.
How many parts is it?
Two or three
parts.
But I would say this. It would look like, and this is no, I'm not, it looked like what we're seeing on the Gaza Strip. That's how bad it looked.
Crazy.
And the people, people just getting covered with sheets just in the Superdome because they were dying.
That's wild.
Like, it's crazy. I couldn't get a hold of them. I got a hold of my mom because they left. My brother, and I'm going to just tell you a quick story. My brother, who is, you know, he's a felon, so he does things a little differently, you know, because he, you have those people, Vlad. You got those people.
Oh, we all got one, man. We all got
like, three squares and a cot. They good, right? Yeah. That's how, what they say. So he was out. Him and his boy was staying in a little duplex. And when the storm hit, they went and filled up a cooler with some beers and some sandwiches and went and sat in the attic. The storm hit. The water started coming up through the roof. They realized they hadn't cut a hole out. So they had to dig through the roof just to get out.
Jesus.
Now, he's in drawers in a tank top. At the time, he was about 350, right? Drawers in a tank top, in a roof, getting filled with water. I said, well, what did you do? He said, well, we broke through the roof, right? He said, that was fun.
He said, how did he break through the roof? What did he use?
They just, whatever they had.
Whatever they had.
Right. They were going to drown.
No, so, I understand. I'm just asking, like, did he find a tool? Like, what the hell did he, was
able to
do?
The water was up to the hole they dug in the roof, right? He said they tried to eat all their sandwiches, which was, he just added that. They swam and hung out on the street light. The street light. Like the, yes, like the little bar holding the light for like 5 hours.
Jeez.
Then somebody came by on the boat, picked them up, brought them to the bridge. They sat on the bridge for 2 days. He's still in shirt and underwear. They came and picked him up by helicopter, took him to Arkansas. Right? I say, how many times you been to Arkansas? He say, first time. Right?
Well, you've always told me about Arkansas. Yeah. You weren't going to go
took
to
him, took him to Arkansas. Right? There were people getting shipped to San Antonio, to Texas. It was crazy. Just watch it and understand. Like, yeah. It was.
Did you get pissed off watching it? Did you get sad watching it?
I got pissed off and sad. I was almost in tears. Jeez. Like, literally, when you, like, it's one thing, and here's why. Because I hear my wife and my mother-in-law telling the story that they know or that they see, and it's bringing up the story that I lived. And when you live it and you hear the way stories are being told, you're like, no, that's not it. And as the story went on, they start seeing some of the things I was telling them, you know, because keep in mind, they're saying, oh, everybody's looting and it's crazy and it's whatever. And I'm like, how do you want somebody to act when there's no food or water? Like, you, nobody watching what was going on in New Orleans could comprehend. You can't comprehend. Can you comprehend not having food or water for 4 days?
No, it's crazy.
Right. In the United States of America, there's no food, no water, no nothing being shipped to them. And they're just doing. So guess what? Husbands, wives, mothers, fathers said, you know what? I'm going to do whatever I can to get my family some food. There was a guy who they said there was a ferry in Algiers. It's a part of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
All white, I might add. They said, oh, there's ferries in Algiers taking people down the river to higher ground. So these three dudes walk to try to go to Algiers. It's just three of them, right? They get in Algiers. White guy shoots them with a shotgun.
Jesus.
And brags about it. They got him on film saying, yeah, they try to come through these parts. We ain't soft. You come through here, you getting shot. Well, he got arrested. So, like, because he basically admitted to attempted murder and thought it was okay. It was crazy. They had people, like, all these people are dying and starving. And there's the National Guard and police walking around pointing guns at them. And all they doing is suffering from hunger and thirst. Like, if you watch it, just understand, like, yeah, man, it you need to find out the truth about what was going on at that time and not just what you saw on CNN or Fox or whatever, because the reality of that story is much different.
Yeah. We'll take a break here on the program. Awatua, next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.